بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Beloved elders and dear brothers, with the fazl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays His grace and His mercy and His kindness in different ways. One of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays His kindness is Allah allows us to come to His house. Allah ta'ala keeps us here. This is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. As much as we'd like to run away, when Allah ta'ala wants someone, then Allah will pull him, Allah ta'ala will draw him closer. And Allah will keep him. And why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a relationship with us. Allah has a relationship with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to endeavor to enhance and to create and to progress in this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made this world a darul imtihan, a place of examination. Darul asbab, a place of asbab and means. And also a place of difficulty. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Allah made this insan to live in difficulty. Place, dunya is a place of difficulty. Is there a place of ease? Allah made this place a prison for us. The real life for us, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعَ الْغُرُورِ. His only life is only a deception. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The Creator is saying that you want real life, is in akhirat. I've kept it there for you. Reality, enjoyment, no fear, security, and everything else, the pleasure, and all the entertainment, and everything else, the sports that so much you love over here, you can do everything there. Just in this world, I've given you a short life, look for me and you will find me. These nights Allah Ta'ala has given us to look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to introspect. That thus far in my life, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, did I make that intention to look for my Allah? What Ilyas of Rahimullah used to say, that how sad upon that person, that he reaches the qabr, this dust, this sand, this clay goes back to the qabr, goes back to sand. His entire life, he lived in this world, and he ate the bounties of Allah, enjoyed the iftari, and the seri, and the savories, and the milkshake, and the biscuits, and the desserts and everything. Enjoyed it day after day. The sweet sleep he enjoyed, sweet family life, the children, and the grandchildren, and the cars, and the homes, and the AC aircon bedrooms, and everything he enjoyed, and he enjoyed, and he enjoyed, and he reached the qabr finally. When he reached the qabr, he realized, I didn't make an effort in my worldly life to recognize the hand that was feeding me. I just led a blind life. Nobody likes to lose their eyesight and be blind. He says that talab and desire hasn't come in the heart, but my cars have blinded me, my properties have blinded me, my bank balance has blinded me, my pleasures, my lust, my sports, my entertainment has blinded me from recognizing the Creator of everything. See, what a loss that is. What a loss. What a loss that a person lost the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he went into the grave and there's no coming back now. There's no coming back to look for my Creator. And looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's enjoyment. There's enjoyment. When a person will walk and he'll move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. What enjoyment they found. They tasted the sweetness, the sweet poison of dunya. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them the da'wat, and then to give up their lives, their pleasures became enjoyable. Then looking for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the Sahabi, as Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has an arrow lodged in his thigh. There's no anesthetic. He says, give me a chance, let me make wudu. When I start my 2 rakat salah, then remove it. What muhabbat would love? They couldn't feel anything. 2 rakat salah, he started and they pulled it out. Completed his salah, they'll take it out. I said, Ali, it's out. I didn't feel anything. What muhabbat that was? That the entire body, the inside and the outside, was dripping with the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of muhabbat and love. Allah has put love in the hearts of the creation. Only 1%, one juz. Only 1% Allah has distributed amongst mankind. The mother's love in the entire world, all the mothers and all the fathers, even the animal kingdom. That love they show their offspring, just one juz, 1%, a fraction of the love that Allah has for this creation. That Allah has for this creation. If only now we can show that back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, really I love you. What are we doing for the families in the name of love? For the families, for our daughters, for our children. And the way we are working now, that what will happen to them? I'm securing them now for the entire life ahead. But in all the securing them, I'm losing the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and friendship. Just in securing something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will take care of. But Ya Allah, I want to take care of it. And in that, I'm losing the relationship and friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the beautiful nights of the month of Ramadan. And the reality, my dear brothers, we don't know. Shayid ya akhir mulaqat hai. We don't know, this could be the last mulaqat also. The last Ramadan of my life. We don't know whether next year we'll see the 27th night again. We know this year how many we lost, just dropped all of a sudden. Yesterday we heard Onkar Guzari, one of our brothers, Saatis in Madinah al Munawwara, and he's drinking Zamzam water, one of the cans, brother front of him. Person finished drinking Zamzam, he just stands up and he drops all of a sudden. Inna lillahi, just passed away. Just like that. What a beautiful mot. We don't know when it's going to happen. So the desire should come in the heart. Brothers are requested to come forward, inshallah. Fill in the gaps. Let's come a little forward, inshallah. Harkat may barakat, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these beautiful nights, my dear brothers, these magical nights, where we can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a little qurbani, sacrifice on our side. Yes, the knees will pain, the sleep will come. The sleep will come. But we know how many nights we already gave in this past year, that we stayed awake till late doing different types of things. So one, two nights in the love of Allah, that Ya Allah, I really want you. Ya Allah, I really want you. Ya Allah, I really want you. And as our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, come into my heart. Come into my eyes, come into my hands, come into my body. Ya Allah, become mine and make me yours. My life will become sweet, my life will become wonderful. Right now, my dear brothers, who is not complaining about us? Who is not complaining? Somebody or the other is complaining. When are you going to come right? When are you going to come right? Whether it's the parents, whether it's the wife. Children are ducking and diving, their parents also. Some neighbors, some friends. But somebody or the other. So when our lives are going to come right and we become a mercy for mankind, like rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are the moments for us to make the deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, now we'll give it up. Now we'll stop it. Now we'll walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how Hakim Sahib rahimullah used to say, that humne teki is tarah se manzile, gir pare gir kar uthe, chale. And in this way, we traverse the manzils and the stages and stations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, we went up slowly and we walked towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamne teki is tarah se manzile. In this way, we passed all the stages in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beginning, it was difficult. We fell down. And our illustrious beloved Shaykh explained to us, rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, that young boy, he's got the desire. That young boy has the desire, I want to start walking. And he takes the courage, and how he balances, and he knows he's going to fall, but then too he's going to go ahead. I want to walk. He's got the desire, talab is there, that I want to reach a destination. So slowly he'll hold the wall, he'll begin to walk, then he'll slip, he'll fall, he'll knock his head, but he didn't give up. None of us gave up, that's how we're sitting here. He didn't give up. He still stood up again, and he carried on moving, till he got his balance. Then too he fell a few times, fell from the bed also. But he didn't give up. Insan has it in him. The gems are there, but just as dust has now blocked it and clogged the valves. We just have to open it up. The muhabbat of Allah is there to become deendar and pious and muttaqi and all these beautiful sifat. Allah has kept in every one of us. Every person is a mind. Every person is a mind. An-nasu ma'adin. The people are minds, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, not minds of gold and silver. They are minds of qualities, of taqwa, of the love of Allah. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to explain, if Allah Ta'ala had kept His love in the earth like how He kept petroleum and oil and gas, He says that it would be very cheap then. We're all mining it. is where Allah has kept His love in the hearts of His lovers. Go and mine it from there. Go and take it out from there. See what they have, the love of Allah in there, and go get ignited. Get ignited. Like one alim says, before Hakim Sahib Rahimullah came to the country, he says, Hazrat, that we qualified in Darul Uloom Deoband, and then we came back to the country, we were like lanterns. A little bit of oil in there, and the wick was burning. And slowly we got involved in khidmat of deen, and the oil slowly, slowly got less, almost finished, the lantern got rusted, and the wick was almost burnt out. We didn't realize also that we lost that love. And slowly the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, and Hazrat, you filled in the oil once again, you took out the rust, you picked up the wick, and you burnt. And you lit it. And now you said, burn everyone. And from there, who came up? Yunus Qutay Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Wabla Hamid Sahib Dhamma Barakatuhu. Wala Harun Abbas Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. How they burnt, subhanallah, the love of Allah. How many hearts they ignited. Because the love is in somebody's heart. The hearts were connected, the hearts were touched. And how they began to burn, and they gave light and they gave nur to so many thousands of people. So if it was in the ground, it will be cheap. It will become a monopoly. Privatize it. The Muhammad of Allah, now we begin to sell it at a high price. Allah has kept it cheap, free of charge. Free of charge. Just take out your time and come and sit. And listen, and listen, and listen, until I begin to realize that, Ya Allah, one of the nights I will find you. Allah is waiting. Ya Allah, I will find you. And the enjoyment of finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you'll find those jewels and those gems in your own heart, those jewels and gems in your own heart, what excitement that will be. I found my Allah. And when somebody asks, tell me, rahmatullah alayhi, when I find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will I know I found Him? Will I know that I found my Allah? That I have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does that ask Him when you become baligh? Does anyone have to tell you that? Like how this young girl that got married, she came into the new house, and now she fell pregnant. First baby. She told her mother-in-law, already 9 months, due any time. She tells the mother-in-law that when I go into labor, please get me up. When I go into labor, please get me up. In case I'm sick. Mother-in-law says, we won't have to get you up. We'll get up the whole neighborhood. So when that child of Allah's muhabbat will come in the heart, there's no need now for me to make that effort now to go to the masjid. I'll wake up the entire locality. And everybody, well, let's move. But the talab and desire is there. So when the person will become baligh in deen, he'll get the muhabbat of Allah. Then his color will change. He'll understand there's something in my life now. I'm enjoying something different. All the glitter and glamour and everything now of this world, entertainment and the import and the export and the transport and the properties and my sports and my hobbies and everything else. Now, I don't feel for it anymore. I don't feel for it. I become baligh in deen. I've matured in deen. The beautiful example our Hazrat gives also. Says the boy is 9, 10 years old, he's sitting with baligh boys, with the big boys, with his brother. And they're talking all big figures. They're talking big figures. Not the maths figures now. Talking other figures. And they're talking kilowatts, 0 to 100. And this young boy is sitting there, I'm getting bored. I'm getting bored. His top is crooked, hair is not even combed, nose is leaking also, he's wiping it with his sleeve. It says, "Bhai, I'm tired now. How long are you going to carry on?" But they're talking all things boys enjoy speaking about, we're not supposed to speak about. And he's getting bored. Well, he's not baligh, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what they're talking about. He tells his elder brother, "Give me the cell phone and I'll play some games." He said, "What games you know play? We're talking big things." He said, "I'm bored." But let him become baligh. Hazrat says, now he's no more rubbing his nose with his sleeve. He wants a handkerchief now. Now he's looking in the mirror and he's flicking his hair now. Now he's become baligh. Things are looking different to him. Now he asks, "Bhai, that time you were talking about something, what was that muzakara you were making?" "You're too late, you lost the boat already sailed away now." Now the whole thing has changed because he's become baligh. Now he understands things differently. Now what he enjoyed before, playing with little cars, running behind a radio control car, that gave him thrill and enjoyment. Now he's no more that, now he's baligh. Now he tells his father, I can drive, I'll move the car for you. Now he's no more on the toy cars, now he's on the real cars. He's become baligh now. Hazrat said, we are still playing with toys of the world. The big toys of the world, the big cars, and the big properties, and the big homes, and sports. We are still not baligh still. We are still playing with things of dunya. Mata'ul ghurur. Is it deceiving us enjoyment? There's no enjoyment in there. Enjoyment is when I will give it up. And I'll go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become baligh in deen. Then all the glitter will just leave the eyes. Allah, my salah, I'm enjoying. In Quran, tilawat, I'm enjoying. One person asked his ustaz, that what is real punishment from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? He told his ustaz that we're doing so many gunas, but Allah is not sending the punishment. Allah is not sending. Allah ta'ala protect us. We can see around the world what's not happening. Allah ta'ala has kept us so safe over here. So safe still. No earthquakes, no tsunamis, no volcano eruptions. Allah ta'ala just kept, Allah ta'ala keep us like that. So he asked his ustaz that how come? Nothing has happened. So much of disobedience. He said, don't you see with the eyes of the heart? He said, what is real punishment? When you deprive of salah wa takbir ula. When you deprive of the safi awwal. That is punishment. When you deprive of Quran tilawat for the day. That is punishment. When you deprive to go in the path of Allah, that is punishment. When you deprive of spending the path of Allah, that is punishment. But to me, myself, I got saved. Tashkil got made and I got saved. They didn't catch me. I got away. Sahaba were depressed. They got depression. How come the Jamaat moved ahead? I got left behind. I got left behind. That's how they would feel. Battle of Tabuk to Sahaba, three of them got left behind. Ya'tadiruna ilaykum. They went into depression. The Sahabi went into a real depression. How I got left behind sitting on his rooftop, Ya Allah. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. That the entire earth became constrained for them, even though it was so vast. How we missed it. To the extent they were boycotted, sanctions on them for 50 days. Rabbi Ali Salatu Wasalam didn't speak to them. Today I say I got saved. It was an opportunity to do some dini khidmat, and Allah wants the full deal. Give your life, yourself, and your wealth. I want both from you. Because I have purchased amwalahum, anfusahum wa amwalahum. Allah has purchased our wealth and our lives in exchange of Jannah. The most pure thing by Allah is Jannah. Allah has purchased from us the two most impure things. Our nafs and our wealth. I purchased it from you. And Allah akramul akramin, the most kind, of giving it back to you as a trust. How are you going to use it? How are you going to use it? We give the son the car. And we know, we give him the new car to drive. As soon as he leaves the garage, he leaves the house, we already got the track on. Where he's going. What speed he's driving. Allah is seeing what speed we're driving also. We're also being tracked. I gave you back your life, which belongs to me. I give you back your wealth that belongs to me. I'm tracking you. I'm tracking you. We hire a car, how they track us? They phone. You're driving too fast. Tell that person now, but I hired the car. I paid for it. They'll give you a second warning and third warning. By the fourth time, they'll cut the fuel. They'll cut the fuel. Now you're stuck. Allah hasn't cut the fuel yet. Allah hasn't cut the fuel as yet. It's still carrying on. Allah is giving us. Go and look for me in the hearts of the lovers. You will find them there. These are the beautiful moments, my dear brothers, where we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we can do, the main thing is, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to explain, we can do all the obedience in the world, but if you don't remove the avenues of sins, you will never become the friend of Allah. Very easy to become the friend of Allah. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, how can I become your beloved? Da' nafsak fata'al. O Musa, da' nafsak. Then leave your nafs behind and come. Leave your nafs behind. Your desires, your carnal desires, just leave it abandoned, O Musa, fata'al, and come. I'm waiting for you. That's all you got to do. You say one leg on the nafs, on my desires, on my sports, my hobbies, my dunya, one leg is on that. Ulama say the second leg already now is in Jannat. You're already halfway there. Just have to suppress it a bit. What I'm not doing, I start doing it. I will be performing salah in the masjid of Jama'at, Takbiriya Ula, Safi, I will not start doing it. We'll have to push ourselves. We can't wait for some wazifa to come. Like one person went to the sheikh, I need wazifa for namaz. The sheikh said, the salah is the wazifa for everything. You want wazifa for wazifa. He wants wazifa for a wazifa. He says, Salah is the biggest wazifa. We'll have to start the namaz. Then everything will fall into place. So what I'm not doing and I'm supposed to be doing, now I start doing it. Is that simple? Is nothing which is mystical and psychological. I've got to go to a psychiatrist and go to him and ask him now, how do I start getting pious? It's simple. What I'm not doing, start. What I'm supposed to be doing, do it. My Quran tilawat every day. Even it'll be a half a page, but start something. Start. Allah will give tawfiq to increase it. But no compromise when it comes to my salah. No compromise. That becomes my lifeline, is my salah. And salah with jama'at in the masjid behind the imam. The enjoyment in that we will feel once we get our salah secured. This is an achievement. I got my takbir ula. I'm going for the next namaz, and the next namaz, and the next namaz. I got it 5 times. I go to Alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. Make the intentions, read the Durood Sharif, put a seal on it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, only through your power I can do it. We have to do it. There's no other way for us. We'll have to ignite our hearts. Hold somebody's hand that can pull me along. Get our salah right. Get my Quran tilawat right. Little bit of zikr every day. Little bit of zikr, some programs. And get myself going now towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what I'm not supposed to do, then I abandon it. So these are moments we make decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On our own, we can't do it. The Toyota Corolla ND822878 Toyota Corolla. Please remove your car. So these are the moments where we make the intentions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on these nights, to 27th night of the month of Ramadan. According to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, was regarded as the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of tafsir, the leader of all tafsir of mufassirin. The cousin of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would say, according to him, he would regard the 27th night as Lailatul Qadr. And now he would prove it. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with tafsir of Quran, commentary of Quran. He would say, if you take the word Laylatul Qadr, is Lam, Ya, Lam, Ta, Alif, Lam, Qaf, Dal, Ra. 9 letters. And it's mentioned 3 times in the surah. Inna anzallahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. 3 times is mentioned, and there's 9 letters. 9 times 3, 27. Secrets of Quran Sharif. The 27th night is Lailatul Qadr. Shall Allah Ta'ala give it to us? This is the view of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, which is mostly accepted by most of the ulama, present and past. Allah has given this night more or less, although we are encouraged, look for it. In looking for it also Allah will give us the reward. But every night, even out of the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala comes down according to His shan and His status, and He knows how. Allah subhanahu wa rahmat comes to the sama'ud dunya, to the skies of the world, and Allah Ta'ala announces who is there. The Creator is announcing who is there. My Hazrat says a person is lying in hospital, can't pay the bills, somebody comes, gives him a blank check. Ah, we thank that person. Allah Ta'ala is every night giving blank checks out. Take how much you want. Who is there to ask? Hal min mustarziqin? Hal min mustaghfirin? Is anyone asking for forgiveness? Is anyone asking for sustenance? Anybody has a need? Allah is asking, who is there to take from me? I am waiting to give. The young boy now is in love in a haram relationship with a girl. He's saying, I can't sleep. Haram relationship, he says, I can't sleep. Magajdi kaam kare. His head not working. Can't sleep, he can't eat, his own dhun. His own thoughts he is. This one worldly creature, his head is not working. Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, the whole sweetness of the world Allah has created. And how we enjoy different sweetness in different things. He says, now aspire to get the creator of sweetness. Get the creator of sweetness of sugar and honey, your whole life will become sweet. My whole life will become sweet. Everything I do, Allah will be there. Oh, these are the beautiful nights, my dear brothers, where we make tawbah from our sins. That's the first step. Ya Allah, I make tawbah. And we can't give up sins on our own. Only by the fazl and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will allow us to give up sins and gunas. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, every sin was prevalent in their lives. Every guna, every sin. Whether the men, whether the ladies, Sahaba ikram would build their homes far from the Kaaba Sharif. Far away. Because they felt ashamed to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala near the Kaaba Sharif. So they would stay far away. And then look at the jahalat and ignorance. They would go and make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif unclothed. Why? This is the mentality now. When guna and sin will come, we cannot make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif with the clothing that we sin in. So we take it out like this. What jahalat, what ignorance. When iman came in the heart and the sins came out of the heart, Usmani Ghani, what haya, what sharam. The malaika would feel even bashful in his presence also. Because he was so bashful, so much modesty he had. Even the malaika, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would see him, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would cover his shins, would cover his ankle, because Usman is coming. From where to where? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the most virtuous of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When deen came in the life, when he's leaving this world, about to pass away, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh Allah, give me demise upon Islam. Tawaffani musliman. Give me death as a Muslim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, take his iman and the entire ummah's iman till qiyamah. Abu Bakr's iman will outweigh the entire ummah. And here he's saying, ya Allah, take me as a Muslim. Wa alhiqni bis salihin and join me up with the pious ones. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is leaving the world. What a great sahabi. 12 years of khilafat. What he built for the ummah. What he built for the ummah based on the foundation of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He laid the foundation for Umar bin Khattab. Yes, we take the name of Umar bin Khattab. 12 years. What systems of the world he gave us. What governance. But who was the one that sacrificed and finished himself for that foundation of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? 2.5 years of khilafat was enough for him to carry it. Was enough. To understand what he was carrying, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what dard, what pain, what fikr, what concern. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaves the world. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is out of Madinatul Munawwara. The news spreads, Nabi of Allah has passed away. As Umar bin Khattab comes into the masjid, unsheathes his sword. He said, anyone dare to say Nabi of Allah has left this world, I will behead him. Who can control him? What is Siddiq Akbar? He enters into the masjid. He goes to the room of his beloved daughter. Radiallahu anha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the last amal of his life was miswak. Start doing this amal. Then we'll see how valuable our lives will become. Miswak. He made ishara, gestured to Hazrat Aisha and her, they put a miswak in my mouth. Among the last amal before he left this world. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq comes in, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is covered. He opens a Mubarak face. And he says, O Nabi of Allah, tibta hayyan wa mayyitan. How beautiful you are when you are alive, even after your demise. فَحَدَرَ فَاهُ فَقَبَّلَ جَبْهَتَهُ فَقَالَ يَا صَفِيَّةَ. He lowered his head, he kissed the forehead, beloved forehead of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh, how pure you are. That is Siddiq Akbar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaves the world. Who to appoint as Khalifa? The long mashwara takes place. Finally, he's appointed as Khalifa of the Muslims. But what to carry? Ulama Ismail Umar Sahib al-Buri Rahmatullah says, this was when the transfer took place from heart to heart. Staying all the years in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that's how he became a sahabi. Sahabi means a companion. Companionship. Oh Nabi of Allah, suhba. Oh Nabi of Allah, I want to be in your company. Allah accepted it. Hijrat Abu Bakr be together. The ecstasy, oh Nabi of Allah, I have two camels already ready. I mean, he's rearing them and taking care of them. Then in the cave for 3 days. There the khidmat over there. Then during hijrat also, the hijrat route to Madinatul Munawwara. Sometimes Siddiq Akbar in front, sometimes to the right, sometimes to the left, sometimes to the back. Of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh, what's happening with Nabi of Allah? I'm afraid somebody will come from the front, so I go front. Somebody will come from the back, then I come to the back. I want to be with you. Come to Quba. Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu comes to accept Islam also. Long incident. But so close companionship, they say, that Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's physical features and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu almost became the same. That when people came to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Bakr realized that when they came, they could not recognize who's who. So he says that he stood up and he took out his shawl and he sheltered Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as the khadim. Anybody came, they could see here khadim here or here makhdum here. This is the attendant and this is the Nabi of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaves the world. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is appointed as the Khalifa. Jaysh-e Usama is waiting. The army of Usama bin Zayd has been already made to be dispatched. They're still waiting. Nabi of Allah says they must move on. The army must move on. Sahaba Ikram say, hold on. Hold on, it's volatile right now. Kuffar will attack. Madina Munawara is in chaos, turmoil right now. Siddiqui Akbar Mashwara is being made. What to do? What to do? What Umar Sahab says, that you can just picture it now. Madinatul Munawara, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, there's Mashwara taking on right now. In Qatal Wahyu. There's no more Wahi coming anymore now. Wahi was coming down, we lost men in Uhud, that was Wahi. We accept it. Badr, things turned around, we had to go into a fully blown battle, that was Wahi. Nabi of Allah was there, we accept it. Ansar said, we accept it. We took you in, O Nabi of Allah, with our hearts and our souls and our families. Whatever you do with our wealth, whatever you spend is more beloved to us than what you leave behind for us. The men you sacrifice in the path of Allah is more beloved to us than the men you spare behind. That was Ansar. Everything was happening through Wahi, through revelation. Revelation has now terminated. Now Abu Bakr is appointed. Big decisions to make for the Ummah. Major decisions. Abu Bakr Siddiq is no Wahi coming. He has to make, so to say, the incorrect decision. And we lose men. What will the people say? Abu Bakr, you're not fit. Motion of inconfidence. What? No confidence. You've got to make decisions for the Ummah right now. But because the companionship was so strong, the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the nur of it was transferred to his heart. But he had to carry. Make decisions. For 2 years of decision making, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his heart. In the 2.5 years, he laid down the foundation for the Ummah till Qiyamah. Umar bin Khattab built upon that, Usmani Ghani and Ali. The Sahaba Ikram, what they got from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what they understood of deen, the effort of deen, the effort of akhirat, the life of akhirat is a reality. This is just a mirage. It looks beautiful. Allah Ta'ala has kept sweetness in there, but as we mentioned before, the worldly life is only window shopping for Jannat. It's not a reality. Just to taste a bit and to understand Allah Ta'ala has kept in the akhirat. So the Shaykh mentions in regards to the 9th of Ramadan. Acha, coming back to that young boy who fell down a few times already, learning to walk. So Allah says, the desire is there to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you won't say, but I can't make it. I'm afraid what will happen after Ramadan now. I might just fall down the first day. First day Eid will come, then Zuhur will go also, because I was so tired. Then Asr will go also. They come Isha time, I'm so tired, I can't make it. The next day, Fajr. Say, if only Ramadan was a whole year, I just can't do it. But I've got desire for dunya and how I'm moving. Not only I'm moving the entire family, staff, containers, and what and what and what. We're doing it. Allah has given us the means, the know-how. Our Hazrat says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you the permanent, self-appointed prime minister of your entire country, your entire continent and dunya. The eyes is one continent, the tongue, one continent, the ears, the heart, the different limbs, these are all continents and you are your countries within. You are the self-appointed or the permanently appointed prime minister, president for life without any elections, without any voting. You bring Deen Islam in all its continents, then the world will see Islam. Now, not to shout and protest and march. The world wants to see deen in us. Where is the deen? Where is Islam? Where is the sunnah? We read in the books about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read in the books about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his beard, his outer appearance. But we don't see Islam. Where is Islam? All the signs are there in the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's for us as Muslims now to take advantage. There are so many out there non-Muslims that are coming into deen and how loyal. They've given up families. Entire families have given up. Their parents, their children, their husbands or their wives. But I'll hold on to deen. I won't let it go. We should have this fear, Ya Allah. Don't change us. Don't replace us. This complacency now has come into the ummah. Complacency, alhamdulillah, we got deen. We know our deen. We know how to tweak it, we know how to change it, we know how to balance it. So, some alim says that Allah Ta'ala has spoiled us so much in this country, Allah has spoiled us so much in this country that now he's spoiling the deen of Allah. Now he's spoiling the deen of Allah. For us to come back to the original deen. I can't play tricks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else we know how to do it. We know how to work around system, how to hack the system, how to beat the system. Allah's system is straightforward. There's no way you can beat it. Allah's rahmat is there for that person that wants the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That young boy had desire now, he starts walking. Then Hazrat says, he starts walking, now he's running. Mother sees him running, be careful, you're going too fast down the driveway. And as now he gets bigger, now they'll buy him that plastic scooter. And we know what speed he's driving it. And there's crocs now, how he's finishing it as brakes. And how you just block your eyes, Ya Allah, what speed he's going and how he turns all of a sudden. He'll fall, he'll get hurt, but he's back on it again. He's back on it again. You can't even sleep in the afternoon, he's going up and down, up and down. You're getting tired, the little feet now don't get tired. But he's got the desire, he's enjoying it. He's enjoying the rush up and down. Parents are afraid he mustn't get hurt. Then slowly from that three-wheel scooter of his, then he goes onto a bicycle. He got the training wheels. Is that going to stop there? This is dunya. Then he goes onto the bicycle, training wheels. Slowly the training wheels are out. Now he's riding the bicycle. At what speed he's moving now? Mother shouts from the window, be careful, beta, you're going to fall. He says, Ma, I'm not holding the bars also. I'm standing on the seat. I'm standing on the seat. Allahu Akbar. Okay, from where to where? It's gone so. And that doesn't stop over there. Now he's got the car in his hands finally. And now he's got the car. And now he masters the art of driving. Hazrat says to drive that car is not so easy. But in some good desire, he'll do it. He's only got two eyes, two feet, two hands. With the two eyes, he's watching over the windscreen in front, the rear, the side mirror, and the cell phone. And the cell phone. Two hands is operating the gear, the steering wheel. And you got the cell phone in one hand. He's got three pedals and two legs. But it's controlling everything. All synchronized. At what speed he's moving. And he's still checking the cell phone. And he's still talking to somebody. And no accident. Because he got desire. He's got the desire to drive that car at that speed over there. But when he comes to the car of deen, then he says, I'm punctured. Can't make it for Fajr. Just can't make it for Fajr. Can't make it. But if my son is going for excursion at 2:30 in the morning, the mother will wake up, make his lunch for him. The desire is there for the dunya to create the desire for deen. And it's there, I got to create it. I got to go to the right company. Work on my iman. Till the desire increases in me that I want to become the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That young boy had the desire, we all had the desire, see where we are now. They're driving the car now, they're doing donuts. How are they finishing the tires? But they're doing it. They're doing it with the cars. But my deen now, I can't do two rakats. I can't do two rakats properly with concentration. It's because the desire is not there. These nights are to make an intention, Ya Allah, put the desire within me. I want to enjoy these things. I want to enjoy my deen like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when he came to the month of Ramadan and the night of Qadr, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to inform us of the correct date of Laylatul Qadr. Unfortunately, an argument between two Muslims took place and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I came out to inform you as to when Laylatul Qadr occurs. But because two people argued with each other, the knowledge of the correct date was taken away. Perhaps it is better for you, so look for it in the 9th, 7th and 5th nights. The last nights of the month of Ramadan. We discussed this about two nights ago, more or less, or last night. Thereafter, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that person who refuses to speak to a Muslim brother for more than 3 days and dies in this condition will go straight to Jahannam. abandons his Muslim brother, his biological brother even more. My own brother, we have difference of opinion because of dunya. Different thing now, we go different because of moon sighting. He started one day before me. No problem. You follow the Mufti sir. But that on moon sighting, when is Eid day, we have other differences. Some deal and sour. Little bit of dunya. They say when he comes to dunya, we know it's the filth of the world. Allah is giving us a ni'mat, but he can create filth in a person's heart. He said, dunya must only come to you with honor and izzat. Don't take it with humiliation. Don't take dunya with humiliation, with insults and swearing. We don't need it. We'll take it with honor. So 3 days and dies in this condition, we'll go straight to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect us. If tonight, if there's anybody like this, then we make tawbah, we make amends, and we send the message tonight for the pleasure of Allah. Allah is all watching, Allah is seeing. He sent the message. Malaika Rashna, pick him up. The person who will forgive, Hadith Sharif says, the person who spends in the path of Allah, his wealth will never increase, it will decrease. The person who will forgive, his honor will not decrease, Allah will increase his honor. Although he might feel now that I am putting myself down, I am going up to him, like it's my fault, that I broke the relationship, but rather he broke the relationship. But go ahead still. Allah will give the izzat, as you mentioned before, our Akabir say, that give up your right and your honor for the sake of Allah, and forego your right for the creation of Allah, and demand your honor and respect from Allah. Allah give it up for you, you give it to me. But the person who want to demand it from the creation will be humiliated. He will be insulted. He will be put down. For the insan cannot give you honor, he cannot give you zillat and respect, it's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith it is stated, there are 3 groups of people whose salah does not rise even a span, the size of a hand above their heads. 3 types of people, their salah does not rise even a span above their heads. One of these are those who quarrel amongst themselves. Allah doesn't accept the salah. Always quarreling, finding faults, problems. They don't let go, they don't say, never mind. I say, Kaini Rawade. If you learn this, don't want to leave it. It's okay. No problem. To have the Nabi alayhi salam, you overlooked it, forgive it, no problem, don't hold any grudges. How much are you going to hold in the heart grudges? This one said that, that one did this to me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's entire life of 23 years, he lived as an oppressed one. When Ilyas ibn Rahimullah used to say, that live your life as the oppressed, don't become an oppressor. By the qasam of Allah, the oppressor can go to the Kaaba Sharif and hold a ghilaf. Go to the multazam and he will cry and make dua to Allah, his dua will be thrown back at him. For he is an oppressor. Whether his wife, whether his children, whether his parents, whether his business associates, whether a neighbor, whether a friend, whether a musalli. Don't oppress anyone. If I made a mistake, say I'm sorry. Finish. Even if I didn't make the mistake, but there's some tension, I'm sorry. Allah will give the honor, Allah will give the izzat. Not in my lifetime. If not in my lifetime, in my family, Allah will give the honor. Allah will give the respect. Allah will give it. Allah is very just. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. Allah commands you to be just. And Allah, amma rabbuka bi zallamin. Allah says, I don't make any oppression on anyone. Justice is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We be just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with us accordingly also. Al khalq wa iyadullah, we mentioned the stepping stone to the love of Allah is having love for His creation. Be good to His creation, Allah will be good to us. This hadith also tells us that we should be set aside and accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision in all things. This is called rida bil qada. Whatever Allah decides for me, is the best thing for me. Jo Allah karta hai, achcha karta hai. Jo Allah karta hai, achcha karta hai. Whatever Allah ta'ala does for me, is the best thing for me. This hadith gives a beautiful example also. The king had a minister. And he goes, whenever he went hunting, he took the minister with him. They were good buddies and friends. And anything would happen, that the minister will say, Jo Allah karta hai, achcha karta hai. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does, Allah does it for our betterment. So as they were moving on, then the king had a mishap. And he got a deep cut on his finger, almost lost his thumb, or he lost it. So the minister, according to his habit, Jo Allah karta hai, achcha karta hai. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does for you is better for you. The king became upset. He said, what do you mean? What an injury now. I lost my thumb, I lost my finger, and you say it's good for me. The king got upset. So he told the soldiers, go and lock him up. He said, coming with me. So as they're taking him away, جو اللہ کرتا ہے اچھا کرتا ہے. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does is just for the best. So they took him away. King went on, hunting expedition went deep into the jungles. He came to an area now where there were cannibals, man-eaters. They caught hold of the king. Caught hold of the king, and now they're inspecting him like the Qurbani animal. No defects. All the teeth are there, the tail is, everything is in order. Everything is fine, above board. More than 1 year old, already qualified. I bring the cauldron now, and have a good meal. But as they're checking him up, they see the thumb is missing. They say, no. It's not suitable for Qurbani. Release it. Return it. So they release the king. Send him back. Then it dawned upon him. Then he came back and he released the minister and he asked him that now I understand when I got cut, you said, Jo Allah karta hai, acha karta hai. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does is the best, now I understand why. I got saved. But when I sent you back to be imprisoned, why you said that? He said, O Bacha Salamat, O King, wherever you go, I'm with you. Wherever I go, I'm with you. So if you didn't lock me up and you took me along, I had no defects. You should have taken me. So whatever Allah Ta'ala decided for me was good for me also. Here our Hazrat says, whatever Allah Pak does with us, we got no qualms, we got no dispute, we got no disagreement, we got no ishkal, no objection. Allah, whatever you decide, as long as we are in the obedience of Allah, Allah will test. Now that test, whether it's a punishment for me, whether it's a test for me. Somebody passed away, something happened in the family, or my business went down, or the health deteriorated, COVID came, this happened. Allah, is it a test? Is it a punishment? If this halat and condition takes me closer to my Allah, then it was a test and I passed. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Our Hazrat says, remember the time Allah says that when we tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how many tests from the time he was a young boy in the court of Namrud? Oh Ibrahim, who's your Rabb? My Rabb is the one yuhyi wa yumeet. He gives life, he gives death. قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِ وَأُمِيتِ. I also give life and death. Brought one slave, he released him. See, I gave him life. Bring another slave, I killed him. See, I give death. Young boy is being challenged all the time. The test is on. Then he said, Allah is the one, يَأْتِ بِشَمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ. Allah is the one that takes out the sun from the east. فَبُوْهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. This kafir, the dumb stuff. I can't do that. Challenged over there. Comes with the idols also. He breaks all the idols and he hangs the axe around the big one. Ask him, who broke? كَبِيرُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ. Ask him. He broke the other ones. He said, don't make us fools. You know he can't speak. How can you worship him? How can you worship something that you can't speak? Then, ignited a big fire, throw him inside. Allah sends a malaika. Malaika come to help Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala sent you all? No, then I don't need you. Allah will protect me. One test upon the other. Then he has his children in his old age. Then the command is given, and now sacrifice the son. First give them the barren land, then sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala says, after my Ibrahim, I tested him on all these different tests, but he still came running towards me. I made him a Khalil. I made him my friend. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He passed with flying colors. So much of muhabbat and love, till today also you go to Al-Khalil, the city of Al-Khalil in Palestine. Allah Ta'ala take all of us to stand by the qabr of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What a Nabi of Allah. That they also, although being under not Muslim rule, but even you'll find the man who's written over there, Baldiyatul Khalil, municipality of Al-Khalil alayhi salatu wasalam. Couldn't take out his name, the municipality of Al-Khalil. There's a municipality's name there. Till today is called that. So Rida bil Qada, whatever Allah decides for me. As I say, the hadith also tells us that we should be satisfied and accept Allah Ta'ala's decision in all things. We have no objections, whatever Allah does with me. As long as I am in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah Ta'ala does, I am a slave, I have no say, I have no right over anything. Remember one thing, whatever we own, whatever I have, we always mention this now. We say, he's the landlord. Is that the landlord? The Lord is Allah. He's a landowner. Is that the Lord of the land? The landlord is Allah Jalla Jalalu. Belongs to Allah. Like Ibrahim bin Adam, sitting on his throne, the king of Balkh, according to some narrations, he's sitting over there, all the ministers are there, and then wayfarer, a traveler, just all of a sudden appears before him. So he asks him, who are you? He says, I'm a traveler. What do you want here? I'm looking for an inn, for a motel, hotel for the night, B&B. He gets upset with him. Does this look like a hotel? Does it look like a B&B? So Allah Ta'ala sent an angel to make his tarbiyat. So he asked Ibrahim bin Adham, O king, before you, who was sitting there? He says, my father. Where is he now? He's gone to the graveyard. Before him, who was there? My great-grandfather. Where is he? He's gone to the graveyard. Before him, who was there? My great-great-grandfather. Where is he now? He's also gone to the graveyard. That is the case, and this is the hotel. Nobody stayed here forever. We all came and they went away. You're also going to go soon. Struck his heart. What he's saying is true. Gave up everything. And looked for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ar-rida bil-qada, to be happy with the decree of Allah. Jo Allah karta hai, acha karta hai. Whatever Allah ta'ala does with me, that is why ulama say that there is no leeway for us to take out insurance. We're saying to Allah, you didn't do the right thing with me. How you took my car away? How you took my property away? Because I regard myself to be the landlord. How could somebody else take my property away? How could somebody else now burn down my... Allah's will, it is your... It's which way are you going to turn? Turn to Allah. That's why ulama say, insurances and policies is not the way of the Muslim. That I'm insured, I'm covered. I'm covered from who? From Allah's stick. And Allah's stick will come silently and hit. It won't hit the property, it won't hit the car. It hit somebody in the family. Then how much am I going to cover? Allah protect us. But rida bil qada is the quality we have to engender in our lives. To be happy with the decree of my Allah. Allah decreed this, ya Allah, I am happy with it. And the highest level, or Shaykh al-Hadith would say, the highest level of being happy with Allah. Ya Allah, I have no objection. I have no objection, is when that condition comes upon me at that moment, no matter how adverse, I show to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such a cheerful demeanor, such a happy demeanor, I show my Allah, as if, oh my Allah, I wanted this to happen. Because I am a slave. Do as you want with me, do as you please with me. Ya Allah, where do I go to? There's nowhere else I can go, it's only you. You created me, you made me, you already wrote my taqdeer in the womb of my mother, I can't change it. But my amal can play a big role, whether I'm going to draw the mercy of Allah, or I'm going to draw the azab and the wrath of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. What Allah does with me, I'm happy with it. And if it's hitting too hard, it means Allah wants me. Allah wants me closer, come closer, come closer. It'll come from different directions, different directions, different directions. It'll come. And sometimes it doesn't stop. What it means, Allah wants you. As our Shaykh says also, the neighbors now, the dog is barking at 2 o'clock every night it barks. 2 o'clock every night it barks. And now you're cursing the dog. Allah says, don't curse the dog. I want you. Wake up with tahajjud. Wake up with tahajjud. Every night the baby wakes up 3 o'clock. And the wife will kick me, bring the baby. Or bring the baby from the court. It's not that the baby, Allah Ta'ala wants you. That's alarm clock. That is subuddik. Hadith Sharif says that don't swear the rooster in the morning. That is crowing at that time. The roosters crow now when they see the malaika. They say make dua at that time. So don't now swear the rooster because it wakes you up for fajr namaz. At that time it begins to crow. Tahajjud time, fajr time. So Allah Ta'ala wants you. That's why it's crowing away. Oh my banda, wake up now. Come. I've got a lot to give you but you don't want to pick up. 5 times daily salah is for that, my dear brothers. 5 times daily salah in the masjid behind the imam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every salah has kept his bounties. Has kept his bounties and his ni'mats in the masjid. From there he's being distributed. Allah has appointed a system of the muazzin to call out. Call them to come and pick up. Call them to come and pick up. It's all over here. Is it out there? It's all over here. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Allah is saying, success is here. I've got everything here kept for you. But if you didn't come and pick up now, 1 year passed, 2 years passed, so you deferred the delivery. You deferred the delivery. Now, latest car, I place the order, they say 6 months waiting list. Say, boss, make a plan. Make a plan somehow this way, that we pick it up from here, there, free state, move something around, bring it and come. We need to have it now. You know, one cell phone, new one comes out, the entire ummah is standing outside the iPhone shop. How do I have to have it first? I want to have it first. Allah says, everything is here. Come and pick it up. What I didn't pick up in 1 year, now is deferred to 2 years. What I didn't pick up in 2 years, now is deferred to 4 years. What I supposed to get by the age of 40, I didn't pick up. Now I'm working till 50. What I'm supposed to get and retire by 50, I didn't pick up in my youth, and I'm working at 80 still.
What happened?
Things didn't work out as I planned. Is that now? What you plan? Allah has His plan. You fall into the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will fall into the plan of Allah, then Allah will pull him. Allah will pull him towards Him, and then you will see the ni'mas of Allah will open up. The ni'mas of Allah, remember, when you speak about barakat, bounties and ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately our mind only works monetary. Barakat and ni'mas, Allah will fill your heart with His love and muhabbat. Barakat in your iman, barakat in your a'mal, barakat in your Quran tilawat, barakat in your time. Then this all will spill over now into your wealth and your health and your family life. Real barakat is my spiritual wealth. But we have to present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pulled. These are the nights for us to present ourselves. We don't know which moment Allah is going to pick us up. As you always mentioned, this Allah ta'ala's pull of jazb. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to pull us towards Him. To finish this few lines over here. Even though it seems that not knowing when Lailatul Qadr falls is a great loss, it has to be accepted. We accept it. It was taqdeer of Allah. That we're happy with it. Allah took away the knowledge of which night Lailatul Qadr will occur. This taqdeer, we're happy with it as ummah. That we lost the night, so it means now we have to exert ourselves more. And it might not be the night of Qadr, but I exerted myself. It's not far-fetched for Allah to give me the reward of doing a'mal on the night of Qadr. You search for it. So I will give you my bounty. I will be favorable to you. And if you get the night, the nurun ala nur. Nurun ala nur. Then when the gems will open up in the heart, when I go into sajda, then I feel a little bit something happening in my heart. And the tears are coming slowly, slowly. Then I make the connection to Allah. I feel the warmth coming. Ya Allah, finally, my time has come now. Then the enjoyment will come in the heart. No enjoyment of dunya can match that enjoyment. When in khalwat, in solitude, when the tears will come, my head is paining, my body is tired. Now Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat comes slowly into the heart. Allah Ta'ala is the guest now. And Allah Ta'ala is the guest, host Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Host it. To understand now what an enjoyment is, we know when it comes to jewelry and it comes to fun of dunya, how people enjoy these things over here. Like that youngster of Makkatul Mukarrama was studying for many years. Abu Abdullah Andalusi, I think his name was, Rahmatullah Ali. And he fell into dire straits. He used to work half day and study half day in the haram of Makkatul Mukarrama. Brilliant student. Studying by the mashayikh of the time. He lost his job. Things became difficult for him. Straitened times. A time came for him which was worse than most for a student. Now he had to sell his kitabs just to buy food. How am I going to study? Stopped his studies. Went to the haram of Makkah finally. Broken hearted. Who's the ghilaf of the Kaaba? Ya Allah. How much longer am I going to carry on like this? Just now I have no kitabs left to study also. No books to study. Leaves the haram with a broken heart. Allah hears the cry of the heart. As he leaves the haram of Makkah, something catches his eyes. The silken pouch. The silken thread around it. So he picks it up. He opens it. There's a priceless pearl necklace in it. Priceless pearl necklace. Quickly closes it. You can imagine now the tug of war in his heart. What I can get for this, and I need it, most probably a zakat recipient, but he takes it home and he keeps it. Later on in the days, returning to the haram, and he sees a man, the people around him, and he's announcing that I've lost a silken pouch with a pearl necklace in there. If anyone does find it, there's a reward for him. So many 100 gold coins I will give him. Young boy goes quietly and catches his hand. Uncle, come with me. Takes him to his room. Describes the pouch to me. Describes it. This is a must like. Ask the person, describe the pouch. What kind it was. What was inside. What kind of a string you had. To the last detail, he gave the whole description. Then the boy presents it. He said, I found it. The joy of that man. Very wealthy person. He's so excited. Finally, I got it. This has been coming down generations. My great-great-granny's time. And now it's finally come to me. So he takes out those hundreds of gold coins. Even 100 Kruger coins, we say, come take you. Life is made. Life is made. This boy now, he handed himself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He presents the gift to him. He says, no, uncle, I don't deserve it. Yes, you do. I don't deserve it. I did nothing. I did nothing. I just found it. I picked it up and I'm giving it back to you. He says, please take it. Please. He refused. Blankly refused. But the heart, you can imagine now, is going through his heart. I need the job. I need it now. I can just take it for now, temporary. Although not ideal, not 100% halal, but I'll look for something else later on, I'll make mashwara. At least I can start rolling now. Nothing, he says, no. In his mind of mine, how can I sell my honesty? How can I put a price to honesty? He refused, the man was heartbroken. Please take something at least. Jazakallah khair. May Allah will take care of me. The man left, very disturbed. This boy didn't take even something that I wanted to offer him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's taqdeer for this boy, his job opportunities opened up. Allah Ta'ala opened it for him. Finally, he began to study again, qualified, became well known in the Islamic world at that time. So there was a call for him to come to a certain place to do khidmat of deen. His ustaz made mashwara, he said, go and do the khidmat of deen in a certain place. He boarded the ship, great aspirations and hope. Out at sea, the shipwreck, there was a storm. No one survived besides the boy. After days, he got thrown out onto the seashore. Some local people found him, he was unconscious, picked him up, frotting at his mouth, dehydrated. They took care of him, looked after him, nursed him. Finally, he got his strength. Then they asked him, what's his name? When he gave his name, they got shocked. That the whole Muslim world is talking about you. What a brilliant alim and student and sheikh you are. Everyone is waiting for you. And what a time Allah Ta'ala sent you. We just lost our local imam. For many years he was an alim. And he raised, picked up the entire community. Will you lead the salah for us? He felt obliged to them. They took care of me. So he began to lead the salah. He was a senior person, was a worldly trustee of the masjid. He was very senior in the locality. So he requested the young boy, would you consider now staying with us and not going ahead? He said, I'm indebted to you all. How can I leave you all? So he agreed to stay along. Young boy, handsome boy. Began the imamat. He said, start tafsir, start hadith. He began doing lessons, etc. After a few months, the senior person comes to him. And now we'd like to get you married. We'd like to get you married. He said, by all means, I trust you people. You have been very kind to me. Our local alim, local imam, was very well to do. He lost his wife many years ago. He left behind only one daughter. Nobody has ever seen her, but we heard she's a very, very beautiful young girl, absolutely chaste and pure. Her tarbiyat, the way he brought her up, the way he took care of her, that everyone wants a hand in marriage. But you are the suitable spouse for her. Your demeanor, your build, your complexion, what we understand, I will match her. So by all means, I'm ready to get married. So the nikah is made that evening. This young boy now goes to meet his new bride. He goes into the house, he makes salam. She's sitting in the bedroom. He enters the room, he makes salam with her. Her back is facing him. As he goes around to see her, something catches his eyes. The pearl necklace. So, she sees his astonishment, he's amazed. So he asks her, where did you get the necklace from? She says, long story. She says, tell me. This belonged to generations coming in our family. This belonged to my father. Before his demise, he gave it to me. And he gave me the story behind it. He lost it once in Makkatul Mukarramah. And he would tell me the story of that handsome young boy that picked up and returned it and refused the money. And my father would make dua, may Allah give you a marriage to that young boy. He says, I am that young boy. And Allah wants to pull you, my dear brothers, we've got to present ourselves. There's just one necklace that Allah will give in the heart of His love and muhabbat. What the enjoyment of the young man, we feel in the enjoyment. When Allah will come, when that honesty will come, true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that determination and talab and desire that, Ya Allah, I want to become yours. I want to give up the temporary pleasures of this world, looking for the pleasure of Jannat in Jahannam. Looking for the pleasures now of Jannat in Jahannam, you're not going to get it there. So this has to come into our hearts, Ya Allah. And these nights, I make my deal with Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And it's not difficult, my dear brothers. To make amal upon Sharia and deen is not difficult, it's easy. It's enjoyable. Two rakat salah doesn't take long. And our two rakat salah, as our Shaykh always says, Inna atina qul huwa Allah. Read it, no problem. Every rakat, every two rakat, read the same surah. One sahabi, every rakat is Uri Qul Huwa Allah. Every second rakat. Complete to Nabi Ali Salah. Nabi of Allah, I love the surah. Allah will love you in return also. He loves Surah Ikhlas, you repeat it. Qul Huwa Allah Ahad. So no problem, read it. Deen is easy. Inna deen yusrun. Deen is easy. You read Allah bikumul yusra. Allah intends easiness for you. So we just present these few rakats to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will pull us, no matter how deep and how far we are gone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the intizam, and Allah will make the arrangement now to get rid of all the sins and all the cobwebs. It will just leave us automatically. We won't have to make any effort to give up all our haram sports and our hobbies and everything else, and all addiction to the internet, and all our riba transactions, and all our ODs. Allah will sort it out. Just make the intention. One person once was passing through our country from Zambia. He sat in the Majlis of Yunus Padesab Rahmatullah Ali. Mohana spoke about insurances and spoke about overdrafts, spoke about the banks. First time the person came and hit the heart. He came back after 2 years to Mohana. Mohana, you don't know me, but I give you my karguzari. I heard your own bayan, he hit my heart. I had an empire running. Empire. Had a palace, had cars, family was living their life. I realized, oh, this is haram. I can't feed my family haram. That body that has been nourished with haram is befitting for the fire of Jahannam. He'll never go to Jannah, that body. He'll never go to Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's words are clear. When ghudhiya bil haram, the person who has been nourished with haram, Jannah is haram for him. Person who has been nourished with haram, Jannah is haram for him. He'll never go to Jannah. All we got to do is make the niyat. He said, I went home and I made the niyat. And I spoke to the family. We can't continue like this. He said, I lost everything. I'm a massive cash and carry. Roaring business and turnover. I went and I scaled down into one spaza shop. But everything freehold. When I came to tell you that you promised, and you said Allah's promise, that what I will give up for the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah, Allah will give back times 10. فَلَهُ عَشْرٌ ثَالِحَةٌ I'll do one good deed, Allah will multiply by 10. Mawana, in 2 years, what I had that time, Allah has given me 10 times more freehold. No strings attached. I owe no one any money. Allah gave it to me in 2 years. I've come back just to tell you this. What you said was haq and true. I made niyat on that night and Allah Ta'ala pulled me out. Allah Ta'ala made the plan. Scale down the family, size down everyone, and now we're roaring again now. And more than that, our Sheikh says, I went to Zambia, met one builder, multi-millionaire, building massive, massive projects. Massive projects. Standing with him by the masjid site. And all his entire construction crew was there building the masjid. A state of the art. One man owner, the entire company. And somebody, one of the staff come. They say, boss, we need your authorization for this payment. So he came not with a pen, he came with a thumb pad. For a thumbprint. So the boss put his thumbprint. So when I asked him, why you don't sign it? He said, I'm illiterate. I can't read and write. I never went to school. But how are you doing this? Allah Ta'ala opened my heart. Allah bless me. Without being able to even count money or read and write, Allah Ta'ala give him dunya like this. That fear, what will happen to dunya? All we have to do is turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah Ta'ala will pick us up. Allah Ta'ala will open up our rozi. Halal, pure sustenance. Allah wants to give it. Is it that Allah doesn't want to give? Allah wants to give because for Allah Ta'ala to hold back, there's no benefit for Allah. There's no benefit for Allah. Then we think, well, Allah said opening up as if Allah is going to keep it for himself. Allah doesn't need it. Allah made it for us to enjoy it for his obedience. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. There's one incident I'd like to share with the brothers before we make dua, inshallah. This will put inspiration. These are the words of our Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. I'd like to read it from here and then we'll conclude inshallah. As it speaks about here, when Allah Ta'ala wants to pull a person, and how Allah Ta'ala will pull him from where to where. As it says, there was a person called Nasuh. We hear Tawbatan Nasuha. So a person called Nasuh. As it says, I began with the incident of Ibrahim and Adam Rahmatullah Ali, and now I'm going to give you another story. The other says that Nasuh within one story is another story, Mathnavi. Therefore, listen now to the story of Nasu. Was a person leading a sinful life. Leading a sinful life. What a big sin, how deep sin, how dark, Hazrat will explain. He was a very handsome man, whose voice was somewhat feminine. Some people's voices are naturally thin. In spite of being heavily built, the voice is nonetheless such that one hearing it will think it to be a woman. There is such a person in Karachi, as it says, when answering the phone by saying hello, was addressed as, "Daughter, would you please call your father?" That was the son speaking. So his voice was very thin. So call your father to the phone. He replied, "I am the son, not the daughter." So the case of Nasu was such, he did not have any facial hair either. No facial hair. He looked feminine also. Very handsome man. Had no facial hair. Taking advantage of this, he took up the employment of bathing and massaging the queens and princesses. Chore he was. He was a real chore. So he got employment now in the palace. Now because he's a man, so he has the muscle also. So we can imagine now what a good job he'll do of it too. He usually wore a burqa, so he covered him his features. In spite of this, he was not lacking in terms of manhood. He still had current in him. Due to his strength and vigor, as well as a lustful desire within him, he surpassed all the other women employed to massage the royal ladies. So all the ladies wanted to be massaged by him alone. Because the other women didn't have strength like him. But this khadima, so to say, got a different type of strength. So they only wanted now to be massaged by him. So he imagine what dark life he was leading now. What a dark life. Deception. Deceiving ladies, getting into now their private quarters. They said, "We want to be massaged by this big lady that has recently arrived." After massaging the ladies, he used to go to a desolate place close by, and there he would cry profusely. The guilt was still eating him. He knew he was wrong. Hazrat gives an example of one story of a slave that worked for a master. And every night that slave, subhanallah, will tell the master, "Oh my master, permit me to leave for the night. I'll be back in the morning. And I will give you a gold coin in exchange for letting me go for the night." The master thought, gold coin every day, let the slave go. Maybe he's doing some work somewhere. That time in those days now, when the slaves finished their work in their master's quarters, then they would be hired out also. So the master said, "No problem. You know, go for the night somewhere. By all means, gold coin every day. So no problem, go ahead." So every night he would go out. This is a BMW KR54FG GP plate. KR54FG is a white Mercedes Benz. It's a BMW, sorry. Just check it. Ahmed Osman. So he will go out every night. And this happened for some time. The master became curious. Where is he getting the gold coin from? Is he stealing it? Who's so generous now to pay him every night one gold coin? So one night the master trailed him. And he sees the slave of his, who looks like a simple slave but very pious. That every night he will go to the Qabristan. He will go to the Qabristan, one corner where it's dark, nobody can see him. He will open his musalla. And the entire night in tahajjud namaz. And just before dawn, before Subh Sadiq, before Fajr time, he will stand up and he will raise his hands. And he will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will raise his hands to the sky. That, "Oh my true master, oh my true master, give me one gold coin for my fake master." And from the sky a gold coin was used to fall down. This gold coin he would give his master every day. What love and ta'alluq and connection he had to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normal slave. Master saw this, he got a shock of his life. He was ducking one corner of the graveyard that night. The slave took his gold coin and he left. Master tallied a bit, waited for sunrise. When he exited the Qabristan, he realized now he came out in a different place. That friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what speed he was moving. Like the friends of Allah, the Abdals, what speed they are moving in the world. Haji Imdadullah Mahaji Makki Rahmatullah is mentioned about him. That Asar Namaz he would read in the Haram of Makkah, you see Makkah Sharif. Who was the Shaykh now, was the Talmi Rahmatullah Ali. As a Gangohi, as a Nanoti, the same sila that we are in. They say he would read his Asar Namaz in the Haram of Makkah Tul Mukarramah, And he will read Maghrib Salah at the Rawdah. Make Salam and come back for Isha. Allah would fold up the earth for them. Dunya was nothing for them. Allah just folded a few steps and they were there. Dunya was dunya for them. They treated it as dunya, as nothing. So Allah made it like that, insignificant for them. When he came out from the Qabristan, he found himself in a different country. They saw a horse rider. So he asked the horse rider that, "I'm looking for a certain place. How do I get there?" His hometown. He says, "You're almost 200 kilometers away from there. How did you reach it?" He says, "How do I get back?" He says, "Where you came from, go back there tonight and wait there. Tomorrow you'll reach back your place." The next morning, he goes there for the night. The next morning, the slave comes again. And he makes his dua. "Ya Allah, one gold coin for my fake master." The coin falls down. And then the master makes a noise. So the slave is interrupted. He turns to his master and he sees him. Then he turns back to Allah. "Oh my Allah, the secret is out. Our love affair now is out. Ya Allah, call me unto you now." Closed his eyes, he read his kalima and he expired. He turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This nasuh now, my dear brothers, he's in guna and sin, he's in the opposite side of the fence. So he would go every night and he would make dua to Allah and he would cry profusely, shed tears, saying, "Oh Allah, one day death will come and claim me. How will I face you on that day?" On the one hand, he repented of his sins. And on the other hand, he continued massaging the royal ladies and thereby gave his nafs the opportunity to enjoy itself. Al-Marumi rahmatullah alayhi says that his nafs had become so degenerate, so terrible, so bad, that immediately after making tawbah, he engaged in the same sin again, every day. How many of us, a young man also, make tawbah tonight? "Ya Allah, I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it again." And tomorrow again, the temptation is there. The drugs is calling. The guy standing on the street corner is calling you again. I got something for you. Oh, there's a girl in his life. Something haram in his life. Can't get rid of it. He's making tawbah, doing it again. Like Imam Ghazali mentions about that person who passed away. Person that passed away. And Allah Ta'ala put in the dream of the wali of the time, they go to the certain town and village. "My friend has passed away. Read his janazah." When he goes to the town with all his murids, he realizes this was a drunkard of the town. Everyone knew him as a drunkard, as a drug addict of the town. "Ya Allah, you told me he's your friend. How is that possible? How is that possible?" He had his janazah, buried him. Then he goes to the house of that person, drunkard, intoxicated, asks the wife, "How come, what happened?" She says, "You know my husband? Everybody knew him. Every night he'd be walking, staggering on the streets. Hardly can walk home. But he had two habits. When Allah will pull, Allah will pull." He presented himself every night to Allah. He will come every night, he will take a cool bath. He used to keep a yatim often in the house all the time. He would never eat until he fed the yatim first. And every night he would come, take a cold bath, he would go in the corner of the room, open his musalla, he would raise his hands. "Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, which corner of Jahannam have you kept for me?" And that way he would cry and he would fall asleep. Allah loved these two things so much, Allah made him a wali of Allah before he passed away. So when the opportunity will come. Nasu is crying, but he's doing it the next day again. He broke his tawbah. Thousands of times he broke the tawbah. Enjoyment is still there, the poison is still there. But ultimately the time of jazb pull, the time of pull came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will come. 1,000 times you'll make tawbah, Allah will say, "Now pick him up. Now bring him." 1,000 times he broke it, now the time came of jazb had arrived. When the day of pull of jazb comes, then the road opens by itself. As they say, Sun le dost, jab ayyam bhale aate hain. Gaat milne ki wo khud aap hi batlate hain. Haakin, listen, oh friends. When better days upon you will come, opportunity itself comes knocking at one's door. It will come knocking at your door. Allah will send it. And now, go and pick him up. The day had arrived, the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen to attract him. Passing through the place where Nasuh usually repaired to make tawbah, was an arif billah. Wali of Allah was passing there, and saw Nasuh crying in one corner over there. At this time, the need to go and cry and lament over his sins overtook Nasuh. He happened to see this arif billah, this pious person, that evil man who pretended to be a woman, that sinner, came to the arif billah, to the recognizer of Allah, and said, "Please remember me in your du'as." He just said that, "Please remember me in your du'as." And he went back to his sin. But he met this pious person, he told him, make dua for me. Al-Marumi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that the Arif, this pious person, lifted his hands, he immediately made dua, and his dua passed the heavens. Dua got accepted, got approved. The time of Jazb and Pul had arrived, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision to make him a wali, to make him his friend, was at hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set in motion the means of his pull from the unseen heaven. That now go malaika and pick up my nasuna. Although he's still in sin and guna, but he linked up to someone, to a lover of Allah, he raised his hands in a dua, and things went into motion. On Nasu's return, it was found that one of the young queen's necklaces was missing. When he went back now, he made tawbah, he went back now to the royal court to start his masti again. Didn't make tawbah properly yet. But he asked his wali of Allah, make dua for me. So one of the necklaces was missing. To find the necklace, it was announced that all the employees will be stripped and body searched. Now we can imagine the parishan is going through. If they find me, that really I'm not a woman, then the gallows are waiting for me. They're going to chop me today. One can well imagine what Nasu's condition when only 8 to 10 ladies are left to be searched. Now you can imagine the tawajjuh he's making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. What tawajjuh he's making? Anticipating what would happen to him if he were caught, a great fear gripped his terror-stricken heart. Immediately, with tears rolling down his cheeks, began begging and pleading with these words, O Allah, if I am searched today and found to be a man, I will be buried up to my neck. The imperial and royal dogs will be let loose to tear me to shreds. This surely will be the means of my destruction. Such a severe punishment will be meted out to me that is beyond bearing. This cry came out from his heart. But he knew that I'm breaking the command of Allah. But then he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen now to the words with which he pleaded. He's in Farsi. He says, Eh, khuda I banda ra ruswa makun. Garbadam man sir man peda makun. O Allah, do not humiliate the servant. Wala tukhzini. Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. Ya Allah, don't humiliate me on the day of Qiyamah. He's making the same dua, O Allah. Do not humiliate this servant. Today everyone is being searched. If I am found out, the king will pass on me no less than a death sentence. In spite of my unworthiness, disobedience and evil, you hide my secret. You hide my secret behind your veil of satariyat. Ya Allah, you are satar al-uyub. Only you can cover me today. And grant me your protection. If you do not conceal me behind your curtain of satariyat, I will surely be punished in such a manner today that will be remembered by posterity. Till Qiyamah they talk about me. In other words, in other couplet, he says, as of now I make a promise to you, Allah, I am prepared to sacrifice my life, but will not displease you. I wish you to conceal me today. Hide my fault behind your veil of satariyat. As of today I repent of all sins. Displease you, I will no more. If you forgive and save me today, for you my very life will I give, but sin, O Allah, will not commit. Is there anyone in the gathering today, as Hakim Sahib says, who due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can muster enough courage to sincerely address Allah in such a manner? O Allah, we are prepared to sacrifice our lives for you. We will displease you no more. No longer will we be obedient to nafs. Na dekhenge, unhi par, انہیں ہرگز نہ دیکھیں گے کہ جن کے دیکھنے سے رب میرا ناراض ہوتا ہے. حضرت says that I will not look at haram anymore. I will not look. Never will I look at one looking upon whom displeases my Allah. ہم ایسی لذتوں کو قابل لعنت سمجھتے ہیں کہ جن سے رب میرا اے دوستو ناراض ہوتا ہے. حضرت says, tell yourself, you regard such pleasures as worthy of being cursed by which your friends, my Allah becomes displeased. The pleasures I will not give in to. Displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there anyone who's prepared to make such a vow in this masjid today? Ya Allah, I won't do it now. Finished. I'm over with it now. I'm going to come to you, my Allah. Oh Allah, we will give our lives. We will not commit such actions that invite your anger and your displeasure. We will not listen to our enemy and nafs anymore. No more music. No more filthy haram movies. No more haram entertainment. Ya Allah, I give it up for your pleasure. Who is there who will repeat with me today? Who will say with me, O Allah, we promise as of today, we will not displease you, even though it means losing our lives, but Ya Allah, I will break your command. I will keep a sunnat lifestyle now. I will not break the command of Allah. If by staying away from sins means losing life, we will give up our lives. But we will not sin. We will not displease you. We will give up our lives and we will recite this couplet by giving up life, life that was granted by him. If the truth is told, we have still not fulfilled his right. Nasuh then said, finally he says, O Allah, your grandeur is very sublime. Even if we were to commit a sin in the presence of the holy Kaaba Sharif, you have the power and the strength to forgive. Compared to that, the sin of mine is nothing. Therefore, to the intermediary of your grandeur, you forgive my sins. Allah's mercy came into effect. Allah's mercy came into effect and he was made unconscious. He fell unconscious. His time was about to come to be searched. He fell unconscious. The fear that gripped his heart made him fall senseless. In this unconscious state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled him to witness Jannat and Jahannam. Allah showed it to him. The necklace meanwhile was found in the possession of one of the serving ladies. Allah's plan for him. Allah ta'ala bailed him out at the last instance. The announcement to that effect was made while Nasu was still laying unconscious and the royal ladies were trying to revive him. When he regained his senses, all the ladies apologized, asking for his forgiveness, saying, Allah ta'ala took him out with izzat and honor. Where he was in the gutters of sin, Allah gave him honor now. They are apologizing to him. Forgive us for causing you such inconvenience that made you faint. He addressed the ladies thus, that, O ladies, I am no longer able to serve you because the strength which I possessed has left me. Due to this unconsciousness, such weakness has overtaken me, which has rendered me unable to serve you anymore. What he meant was, Allah has shown me Jannat and Jahannam, thereby making me unable to disobey him any longer. Even if I desire to disobey him, his greatness, his grandeur has such a hold over me that I no longer have the initiative or courage to purchase his wrath and anger by haram pleasures. This brings to mind one of my couplets, لَزَّتِ عَارِزِي مِلِي إِزَّتْ دَائِمِي غَيِي. By the acquisition of temporary pleasure, I have lost permanent honor. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers. These are nights to make the deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we have in our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability and the courage to give it up for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And become the friends of Allah. We have to have a maintenance plan. Maintenance plan is out of Ramadan and in Ramadan. We have the halqas of ta'lim in the masjid. We have the gush and the jamaats that are going out. For years we're telling them, tell me when you're going, I'm coming. But we never got down to it. Now it's time to say, Ya Allah, I'm going. Accept me now. How many times the majalis were there? Programs were taking place. We had mashayikh in our locality. As I mentioned before, we had Mawli Harun sahab, we had Mawli Yunus Patel sahab. How many of us say, if only I went for one program? It was happening, but I just didn't go. Now they are gone, sitting on the mataf, Allah took the ruh away. Allah Ta'ala, give us mawt like that. Which is qabila rashq. All the mashayikh are leaving one by one. When my turn is going to come, I don't know. It's for me to say, Ya Allah, I'm ready now. Accept me and take me in. And all these things I have around me, Ya Allah, you take care of it. Make some plan, make some niyat. How Allah Ta'ala will send and open the door. But Allah did it for nasuh in such a grave sin. Such a grave sin, Ya Allah, you can also take me out. Make me pure and clean and make me your friend. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshallah. We'll make a short zikr and then dua, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When we say La ilaha illallah, Hakim Sahib will explain to us, Rahmatullah alayhi, that we should think in our heart, La ilaha. Ya Allah, there's no support in life. There's no one for me. There's no object of love. There's no goal, Ya Allah, besides you. It's only you and me. The wife will leave one day. The children will leave me one day. Everyone will abandon me. The day my eyes will close, my own wife will call the funeral service. Take him away quickly. We can't keep him a moment longer in the house that I built, and the furnishings that I put, and my choice, my wife's choice, and everything in the house was our choice, and we built it up together. The day I will close my eyes, no one will keep me for one night in the house. My own children will call the janaza service to take Papa away now. Quickly give him ghusl, make the janaza quickly, we'll bury him quickly, and we come away home. Ya Allah, there's no one for me besides you. There's no one for me besides you, my Allah. Everyone will abandon me. All will leave me. My own children will bury me. And they will throw the sand over my body. They will take the shovel. They will take the spades. And they will call more friends quickly. Quickly put the sand over him. Quickly. Wana read the Fatiha. Make the dua. And they will read few quls and they will leave thereafter. All alone, my Allah. So much I invested in them. For their future, my Allah. But they will leave me alone one day. La ilaha. There's no ilah. There's no object of love. There's no object of love and muhabbat and life, my Allah. It's only you and only me. All will abandon me. My wealth will leave me behind also. I will go alone with nothing, only my coffin. Only my coffin, and the coffin has no pockets also. That I can put something in there. Oh my Allah, the only thing I will have is you. You are my Sahara, you are my support. So ya Allah, come into my eyes. Come into my life, oh my Allah. Come into my hands, come into my feet. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, you love me. Allah, make my heart full of your muhabbat and your love. And remove all the sins and all the scorpions and all the snakes and all the filth and all the dirt, oh my Allah. One fly, one mosquito in the night takes my sleep away. Oh my Allah, in the qabr there's so many snakes and scorpions. Ya Allah, make my place, make my qabr a piece of Jannat al-Firdaus. Ya Allah, come into my life and make me yours. Ya Allah, hold me by my hand, my forelocks. Ya Allah, pull me towards you, oh my Allah. Take me out of the gutters and of sins and haram temptations and carnal desires, oh my Allah. And give me a jannati life, oh my Allah. We're saying, La ilaha illallah. We take everything out. Take everything out, the family and the wealth and the properties and my hobbies and my cars and my own self, my own ananiyat, my own pride that I am someone. Ya Allah, you are everything to me. And the little baby, little gunegar, a small one, full of guna and sin. Ya Allah, you're all powerful. I found a suh made a dua. Ya Allah, you pull me out. La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, you're the only support. You are my support of life. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Sheikh says, when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we must imagine and we must picture ourselves, we must imagine and picture ourselves that we are standing in front of the Kaaba Sharif, the Baytullah, with our hands are raised in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the tajalli of Allah, the nur of Allah is falling upon my heart. As Hazrat says, Ya Allah, we'll come to the Kaaba Sharif with our blackened faces. And Ya Allah, you whiten them and put full nur on our faces. So when we're making dua, we'll picture that we're standing before the Baytullah. And the nur of Allah is pouring upon our hearts. And Allah wants to make us His beloveds. And the heart is crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, we come, we left our homes. And we come with our begging bowls. And Ya Allah, our sins are limited. And Your rahmat is unlimited. Ya Allah, with Your unlimited rahmat and forgiveness, forgive all our sins, O my Allah. And this will make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping in mind that tonight is the 27th night of the month of Ramadan. The doors of rahmat are open. The doors of qabooliyat and acceptance are open. The doors of Allah never close. They are always open for us to step into the rahmat of Allah and beg Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for Allah to make us His, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes ours till our last moment, till we leave this world, till qiyamah, until jannat al-firdaus, that we never leave the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala keep us always close to Him in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for ourselves, make dua for the ummah, make dua for our parents. And there's so many mothers out there, and so many young girls and boys out there, what parishani they're going through, broken hearts. Allah ta'ala make it easy for the ummah in different parts of the world, for all the marhumeen. Allah ta'ala accept inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا قيام السماوات والأرض، يا زين السماوات والأرض، يا خالق الشمس والقمر المنير، يا صديق المستسلخين، ويا إله العالمين ومنتهى الآعذين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ستار العيوب، يا ستار العيوب، يا ستار العيوب، يا غفار الذنوب، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ربنا، يا ربنا، يا ربنا، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين. Oh my كريم رحيم الله، most kind Allah, most generous Allah, most giving Allah, most forgiving Allah, most beautiful Allah, most merciful Allah. Oh كريم رحيم الله. Who can match you in your generosity, O my Allah? Who can match you, O my Allah, in your forgiveness, O my Allah? When you want to forgive, O my Allah, who can match you? When you want to give, O my Allah, who can match you? When you want to take, O my Allah, who can snatch away from you? Oh my كريم رحيم الله. Oh my كريم رحيم الله. We belong to you, O my Allah. These bodies you gave us, O my Allah. These eyes you gave us, O my Allah. Allah, you designed every one of us, O my Allah. In the wombs of our mothers, O my Allah. It's only you and only you, O my Allah. That Allah, you decreed for us to come into this world, O my Allah. When that Nabak, Ya Allah, drop of blood, the Nabak drop of semen, O my Allah. You designed us, you fashioned us, O my Allah. You gave us our hearts, O my Allah. You gave us our faculties, O my Allah. You gave us our intelligence, O my Allah. You wrote our rosy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you wrote our taqdeer for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know us personally, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we've come into this world, O my Allah. O my Allah, we've lost our way, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we've lost our way, O my Allah. You made us, Ya Allah, to remember you, to come into this world as slaves, O my Allah, and to return as your friend, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, we got lost in this dunya life. Ya Allah, we sold this hands that you gave us to dunya, oh my Allah. We sold it to our nafs and passions and desires and sports and hobbies, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. And we thought this is the life of the world to lead, oh my Allah. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, the life was, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, to sing your praises, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, to make your hamd and your ta'arif, Ya Allah, to praise you, oh my Allah. We use the tongues for everything besides that. Oh Kareem Rahim Allah, you have brought us, Ya Allah, to your home on this auspicious night in the month of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, your mercies have come down to the skies of the dunya, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there's nothing for you to hold back, O my Allah. When you want to give, you come upon giving, O my Allah. Ya Allah, when you open your treasures, O my Allah, who can close it, O my Allah? Ya Allah, if you want to give, O my Allah, Ya Allah, with the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ummat, Ya Allah, that Nabi who you love the most, O my Allah, with the ummatis of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah, those tears and those cries of the nights at the roda, O my Allah, at the multazam, O my Allah, at the ustuwan, Ya Allah, at the different pillars in the Masjid of the Nabi, the du'as he made for the Ummah to come into existence. Ya Allah, the night in Badr, the du'as made, Ya Allah. At Khandaq and Uhud, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we ask you, O my Allah, we beg you, O my Allah, through the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah, clean our hearts out, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the hearts and puppy, your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Give us the sweetness of your love and your muhabbat, O my Allah. O my Allah, forgive us for our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, just one wave of your rahmat, O my Allah. Just one wave of your rahmat. Ya Allah, one glance of your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. One nazar and shafqat, O my Allah. Take pity upon us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity upon us, O my Allah. Look at our conditions, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what has happened to us, O my Allah? Ya Allah, at one time, O my Allah, the ummah walked with their chest out in the world. And we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the imams of the dunya, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the tables have turned around, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we will become the followers and muqtadis, O my Allah. Of those that don't even worship you, O my Allah. And don't even take your name, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have followed them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what they gave to us, we took it wholeheartedly, O my Allah. We fell into the system, we became the slaves, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us out of the slavery, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the imam al-anbiya, O my Allah, the imams of all anbiya alayhi musallatu salam, the seal of all the anbiya's alayhi musallatu salam. O my Allah, you stamped the seal of nubuwwat. Ya Allah, the night of Mi'raj in al-Aqsa, O my Allah, when our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu salam took the, Ya Allah, took the journey from the Kaaba Sharif to, Ya Allah, to Al-Quds, O my Allah, you made him imam al-anbiya. Ya Allah, we are the ummatis of that Nabi alayhi salatu salam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive us our sins, O my Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, our past sins, O my Allah. The sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, in the day, in the night, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you never sleep, O my Allah. No slumber takes over you, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. You are all away, O my Allah. When we broke your command, O my Allah, we had in one hand, O my Allah, some haram thing. Other hand, we were eating your rosy and your namat, O my Allah. We didn't care, O my Allah, to even ask you forgiveness. Ya Allah, to see what is your command, O my Allah. Tonight we have come into your court, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are coming to your court tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll broken the hearts, O my Allah. How much longer will our lives continue like this, O my Allah? Like renegades and rebels, Ya Allah, running away from you, and ducking and diving from salah to salah, O my Allah. Days and nights pass in this rebelliousness, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, our nafs has finished us, O my Allah. Everything taken us away from you, O my Allah. Our parents are tired of us, O my Allah. Our families are tired of us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, insanity is tired of us, O my Allah. We don't even draw your rahmat upon the animals and the creatures. Ya Allah, how long, O my Allah, are you going to leave us like this? Ya Allah, how long are you going to leave us like this, O my Allah? Ya Allah, when a child is lost, O my Allah, when the son is rebellious and he leaves the home, O my Allah, in the foot of rage, O my Allah, and is kicked out, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, but the day he phones and he says, Ma, I'm returning tonight. O my Allah, Ya Allah, that mother forgets even the obedient sons. Ya Allah, she prepares the food that that son likes. Although he's run away, he's coming back home tonight. My son is returning tonight. How the mother is anticipating. She's anxious, she's waiting at the door. My son is coming. With open arms, she grabs him. Ya Allah, she kisses him. And you've come back home. I have made the best food that you like. Your room is waiting for you. Oh my Allah, tonight we are coming back to you. Ya Allah, open your doors for us. Allah, we have run away. Allah, we have rebelled against you. We have broke your command. Allah, the azan was called, we didn't run for it. Dunya called, Ya Allah, we jumped. Ya Allah, we are coming back to you. Our creator, our sustainer, the one that loves us. Oh my Allah, open your door of rahmat. Ya Allah, take us in. Ya Allah, take us in. Ya Allah, take us in. While shaitan and nafs is waiting. Allah, shaitan and nafs is waiting for us to step again, to come back to nafs and shaitan, to the life of filth, the life of masjid and laziness, salah upon salah, week after week. May Allah, no Quran tilawat, we forget to take any. Allah, we joy about this. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. You make us slip in the business. Oh Father, shout at us. Ya Allah, sometimes Ya Allah, our partnerships are at stake because of the mistakes we make. Ya Allah, you never kick us out, O my Allah. You never chase us away, O my Allah. That too, you fed us, O my Allah. That too, you gave us the best, O my Allah. Ya Allah, today we are coming back to you. Today we are coming back, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, open your door of rahmat. Open your door of mercy, O my Allah. Clear out our old files, O my Allah. Clear our hearts, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Like how you accepted, O my Allah, Khalid bin Walid. Ya Allah, he came with blood upon his hands, O my Allah. 70 sahaba, he cried out. The companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they were martyred on his hands in Uhud. Ya Allah, then to Ya Allah, Nabi of Allah opened Ya Allah, his diamond for him. Open his doors to him. The Khalid is coming. Khalid is coming. Welcome him. Welcome him. Ya Allah, he made Ya Allah, the children of Madina Munawwara yatim. He made the woman bewa and widows, O my Allah. But then to the hearts open to Khalid, the Khalid is coming today. He's coming to accept Iman. He's coming to become the slave of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Welcome, O Khalid. Welcome, Wahshi. Ya Allah, they all are welcome in Madinatul Munawwara. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. They had Nabi of Allah to run back to. Oh my Allah. The Ummah has become yatim. Ya Allah, where do we go to, O my Allah? Everywhere we turn, there's only sin. There's only vice. There's only shamelessness. Ya Allah, there's no modesty left. Ya Allah, where do we? Ya Allah, where do we go to, O Kareem, Rahim Allah? Ya Allah, you brought us today to your home, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, O my Allah. Give the environments around us, O my Allah. Give us the hands that you've given your awliya and your friends, O my Allah. Where they raise their hands. When they take your name, O my Allah, their sweetness that penetrates their hearts and their bodies. What they enjoy in Quran, what they enjoy in dhikr, what they enjoy in da'wat, when they enjoy, O my Allah, striving in the path, Ya Allah, in the dead of the night, when they wake up at the hajjud, and they raise their hands and they talk to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a fraction of that muhabbat and the love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how they enjoy themselves with you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't find that enjoyment, O my Allah, in food also, O my Allah. We don't enjoy it in our families, O my Allah. Everything has become a headache for us. It's a rat race, O my Allah. Ya O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us a real life, a life of reality, not of deception. Ya Allah, accept us, O my Allah. Accept our families, O my Allah.
ಇವ ಸೇದಾಯ ತುಮಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಎಲ್ಲ ಗೈರಸ್ ಮೋ ತುಮಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಗ್ರಾಂಡ್ ಡಸ್ ತುಮಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಗ್ರಾಂಡ್ ಓ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ತುಮಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಗ್ರಾಂಡ್ ಓ ಬ್ರದರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ತುಮಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಗ್ರಾಂಡ್ ಓ ವೈಫ್ ತುಮಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಗ್ರಾಂಡ್ ಓ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಓ ಕರೀಮ್ ರಹೀಮ್ ಅಲ್ಲ ಸೇವ್ ಅಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶಿರ್ಕ್ ತುಮಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಸೇವ್ ಅಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಸ್ಲಾಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಮಾನ್ ತುಮಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಕೀಪ್ ಅಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇಮಾನ್ ಅಲ್ಲ ಕೀಪ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಆನ್ ಇಸ್ಲಾಮ್ ಟಿಲ್ ಮೌತ್ ಓ ಕರೀಮ್ ರಹೀಮ್ ಅಲ್ಲ ಓ ಮೈ ಕರೀಮ್ ರಹೀಮ್ ಅಲ್ಲ Yalla, there's so many people we hurt in our lives, O Mayallah. Yalla, from your treasure, O Mayallah, you reward them, recompensate them, O Mayallah. If anyone has hurt us, O Mayallah, give us hearts to forgive, O Mayallah. Be it our brothers, be it our sisters. Yalla, we've hurt our parents enough, O Mayallah. We don't know how to make their khidmat, O Mayallah. We don't know how to treat them, O Mayallah. Yalla, you be kind to them. Grant them afiyat, grant them sihat and salamat. O Mayallah, they left this world, O Mayallah. Yalla, fulli qabarun nur, O Mayallah. Yalla, fulli qabarun nur, O Mayallah. With what love and compassion they brought us up, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, be kind to them. Ya Allah, give them the full reward of whatever broken efforts we are making, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, send down the silken bedding of Jannat for them. Open the windows of Jannat for them, oh my Allah. Be kind to them, oh my Allah. Reward them, oh my Allah. Forgive us our shortcomings, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to be true children of our parents. Ya Allah, teach us how to be husbands to our wives, oh my Allah. How to be fathers to our children. How to be true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we are jahil, oh my Allah. We don't know anything, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you teach us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you pull us by our forelocks. Ya Allah, pull us towards you. Ya Allah, make us true humans, oh my Allah. That through our existence, nobody is hurt, oh my Allah. You create harm, harmony, love, muhabbat. Wherever we go, Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from haram, Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us plenty of halal sustenance and rosy. Save us from haram avenues, from menus, from outlets, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us a wholesome good life, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us muhabbat in our homes. Ya Allah, muhabbat that is based upon your love. Ya Allah, between husband and wife. Ya Allah, we encourage one another to obey you. Ya Allah, we bring salah in our life. Ta'aleem in our homes. Quran tilawat, dhikr and da'wat. Ya Allah, we host your mihman and your guests, O Mayla. Jamaats come and jamaats go. The friends of Allah come and go. Make our homes, O Mayla, markaz of deen, O Mayla. Make it a khanqa of zikr, O Mayla. Make it a markaz of da'wat, O Mayla. Make it a madrasa of ta'aleem and ta'allum, O Mayla. Ya Allah, make our homes like the homes of sahaba, O Mayla. We were so happy with them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make our children like the children of Sahaba. Give us the iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, what iman they had, what love they had for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, once again revive that environment of Madinah to Munawwar and the entire world, O my Allah. That pure, clean environment, Ya Allah, with this chastity, Ya Allah, cleanliness of mind, of thoughts, with this brotherhood, this muhabbat, this love, O my Allah. That we're ready to give our lives for you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Once again, Ya Allah, revive that environment in the entire world and use us and accept us, Ya Allah, for the uplifting of deen. Accept our lives, our health, our wealth, our time. Accept our families, accept our homes, accept our children, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, in this home way, Allah, with the hearts are disunited, O my Allah. Create muhabbat and love, O my Allah. Between husband and wife, Ya Allah, this discord. Oh my Allah, grant them love, give them understanding, grant them your love, grant them ta'lim in their homes, understanding of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give our children, O my Allah, make them obedient, make them the coolness of our eyes, O may Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, how many a mother, how many a father out there are crying tonight because of their children. Ya Allah, accept their cries, O may Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. The house is upside down. The son involved in drugs, he's run away, or the daughter is involved in something. Ya Allah, these mothers have raised their hands to you, Ya Allah, with despair, O may Allah. Ya Allah, hear their cries, O may Allah. Hear their cries. How many a young girl has lost her husband, O may Allah, has lost her child, O may Allah. Their hearts are broken. Ya Allah, you mend their hearts, Ya Allah, you repair their hearts. Ya Allah, you be with them. Inna Allah ma'as sabireen. Ya Allah, give them a sign in their heart that you are with them. Ya Allah, grant them the sukoon, the dil, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. How many a father is broken? How many a husband is broken? How many a child is broken? How many ummah is out there? Ya Allah, you know what they are going through, the test that you are putting them through, O may Allah. Ya Allah, you be with them. Make it easy for them. How many a young girl is waiting? Age of 18, 20, 25. The proposal hasn't come as yet. Anxiety, stress, the parents are worried. Soon you will leave you, my daughter. What will happen to you? We'll take care of you. Ya Allah, you come to the assistance, O may Allah. Ya Allah, you know how many proposals came. And then come back again, O may Allah. How the hearts are broken. The young girl loses hope. The boy loses hope. O may Allah, you know in your wisdom what is best, O may Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, your treasures are very vast, O may Allah. From your khazana, O may Allah, you send for them, O may Allah. If there was some mistake, O may Allah, overlook it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, send for them. Listen to their cries, O may Allah. Ya Allah, settle them down. Grant them the best of lives in this world in your obedience. Ya Allah, how many a couple has tried to have children? Ya Allah, how much of mehnat and effort and money they have spent, oh my Allah. You know what is best for them. If Ya Allah, if children are muqaddar for them and in the taqdeer, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. How many a young girl is waiting to have those children, oh my Allah. But the sister-in-law fall pregnant. When my turn will come? When my turn will come? Oh my Allah, you know what is best. The tears that flow down. Oh my Allah, you are most merciful, oh my Allah. There's no shortage in your treasury, oh my Allah. There's khair for them to have children. Then make it muqaddar for them, oh Allah. Accept their du'as, ya Allah. Give them pious offspring that will be obedient to you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. The coolness of their eyes, that will be an asset to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. How many mothers is crying because of disobedient children? Oh, the children are sick, they have some ailment. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, the child is in hospital, some cancer, some leukemia. Day after day, the tarteeb has changed of life. Ya Allah, relieve them, oh my Allah. Make it easy for them. Take them out of their pain, out of their pareshani. Oh my Allah, this world is temporary. Ya Allah, give us life to look for you. Ya Allah, save us from all these tests, oh my Allah. Put us upon sirat-e mustaqim. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. The bills are piling up one after the other. The father's back is broken. How are we going to pay for all of this, oh my Allah? There's cries from every corner of the world, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Be it in Turkey, oh my Allah. Be it in Syria, oh my Allah. Overnight, they lost their homes, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are drowning in your bounties, oh my Allah. Before we can finish our dua, oh my Allah, the Zasad Khan is laid out already. What will you have, oh my Allah, those children in Syria and Turkey, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they have tents covering them for tonight, oh my Allah. The winter will start soon, oh my Allah. It's coming to an end, oh my Allah. At one time, oh my Allah, at one time like us in our lives, oh my Allah, we'll go to the bakery, just five in their family, buy 2 dozen rolls. That father at one time that was buying 2 dozen rolls, you're now standing in a line. How many children do you have? I've got 5 daughters, 5 rolls for you. And at one time you'll buy 2 dozen. Now he's living on stipends, oh my Allah. How the father's heart will break. Ya Allah, how the father's heart will break. And he can't provide for his family anymore. And one time, oh my Allah, there was no hisab kitab. The tables have turned, oh my Allah. One earthquake, oh my Allah. Just one war, oh my Allah. How broken that man is. At one time, I could buy anything for my family. Oh my Allah, we are too weak to be tested. Ya Allah, we are too weak to be tested, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, because Muslims of the Masjid, oh my Allah. Because Muslims, ya Allah, we come crawling to you, oh my Allah, but don't test us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, oh my Allah. We are too weak, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the himmat, oh my Allah, to perform our salah in the masjid behind the imam. Ya Allah, when you call, Ya Allah, we'll run for you. We'll come running, oh my Allah, wherever we are in the world. Ya Allah, you tell us to dress like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to keep our beards, oh my Allah, to wear our topis, oh my Allah, to keep our clothes above our ankles, oh my Allah. We'll say labbaik to you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how can we challenge you, oh my Allah? As Hakim Akhtar Sahib was saying, don't dare Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have dead you long enough, oh my Allah. We have dead you long enough, oh my Allah. Morning upon morning, we'll remove our beards, oh my Allah. We won't wear the garb of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We are brazen. Ya Allah, we are brave, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those children in all those countries, Ya Allah, be it in North Africa, be it in Syria and Turkey. Ya, in Palestine, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, with strife, Ya Allah, brothers are living in, oh my Allah. But then to the power of Iman, oh my Allah, the love they have for Al-Aqsa, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the haram, the first Qibla, oh my Allah, the Qibla of all Anbiya, alayhim salatu wa salam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, release it, Ya Allah, from the ghasibin, oh my Allah, from the hands of the Jews, oh my Allah. Give it back to the Muslims, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of your mercy. How many a man for years is crying, Ya Allah, once again from Gaza to see one time, oh my Allah. To see one time that haram again, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors, Ya Allah, release them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, release them, oh my Allah. Turn the tables around for them, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the kuffar have pride over their ammunition and their armies, oh my Allah. They're asking, where's your Allah? What can you do? Oh my Allah, you come to the assistance of the ummah, oh my Allah. Like how you came in Badr, oh my Allah. How you came in Uhud, how you came in Khandaq. Ya Allah, you send the winds against them. Ya Allah, you send the winds against them, oh my Allah. You send the storm against them. Ya Allah, you have the armies of the skies and the earth, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't need insan. When you want to turn the tables around, Ya Allah, you can send Ababil also, oh my Allah. You can send little birds that will destroy them. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, show your qudrat, oh my Allah. If hidayat is written for them, Ya Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth, oh my Allah. Cleanse the earth of them. Let your deen prevail, oh my Allah. Like sahaba radiallahu anhum. Ya Allah, when they walked the earth, oh my Allah, the earth trembled under their feet. Shaitan, Ya Allah, walked on the other side, oh my Allah. Once again, give the give the glory back to the Ummatul Kareem, Rahim Allah. Make it easy for the Ummat. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the moon will be sighted of Eid, Umma, Ya Allah. Let our moon rise in our heart of Muhammad and Ya love. Never to leave you, Umma, Ya Allah. One salah will not make qaza anymore, Umma, Ya Allah. One salah will not make qaza, Umma, Ya Allah. Whatever we owe to you, Umma, Ya Allah, give us a stand to repay it to you, Kareem, Rahim Allah. One day we'll have to stand before you, Kareem, Rahim Allah. Make that day an easy day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that person who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. The person who dislikes meeting Allah, Allah dislikes to meet him. Ya Allah, give us a love to meet you one day, O beloved Allah. Ya Allah, that we'll stand in your court, O my Allah, with our heads lowered. And you will overlook our sins, O my Allah. And you will throw us into Jannah, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make the day easy for us in the day of Qiyamah. When our time of mawt will come, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allahumma rizukna shahadatan bi sabirik. Waj'a mawtana bi baladi habibik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us place at the feet of the Master alayhi salatu wa salam, O may Allah. Without us being deserving of it, O may Allah. Give our parents, O may Allah. Ya Allah, give our wives, give us our children. Ya Allah, give us place in Baqi Mu'alla, O may Allah. And the Kaaba Sharif, O may Allah. How many a young man, how many a couple have become aged, O may Allah. And then, Ya Allah, the dying wishes to one time see the Kaaba Sharif, O may Allah. One time see the green dome. Ya Allah, accept the du'as, O may Allah. Ya Allah, accept us to make the khidmat be a means of taking them, O may Allah. O may Allah, Kareem Rahim Allah. Open the doors of Hajj for the Ummah, O may Allah. Ya Allah, the Kaaba belongs to you, O may Allah. Ya Allah, the road that belongs to you, O may Allah. Ya Allah, doesn't belong to any insan, O may Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors, Ya Allah. Take the Ummah, O may Allah. Accept the Ummah, O may Allah. Give hidayah to the Ummah. Mercy upon the Ummah. Guide the Ummah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make our children ulama. Make them atqiya. Make them pious. Make them mujahideen, O may Allah. Make them da'is of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep them upon sirat mustaqim. Save us from haram. Give us plenty of halal with izzat, with honor, with afiyat, security and safety and good health, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your rahmat. Keep us in your mercy. Keep us your ni'mas and your bounties. Oh my Allah, all those that ask us to make dua for them, Ya Allah, accept their duas and make it easy for them and bless them, and all those that could not ask them to accept their duas, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all those that have been kind to us, whichever way it was kind, Ya Allah, whatever kindness they showed to us, Ya Allah, you repay them in this world at the time of mawt in akhirat. Ya Allah, you be kind to them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Whoever give us a good word, whoever give us a good gesture, O my Allah, whichever way they were kind, Ya Allah, you be kind to them, to our parents, and our asatiza, our mashayikh, they taught us alim ba ta'thaum, Ya Allah. If they reach the qabr, Ya Allah, full the qabr nur, Ya Allah, make the maghfirat. If they are living, O my Allah, grant them afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Give us tawfiq to make the khidmat, Ya Allah. Our mashayikh and our sheikh, O may Allah, accept all his khidmat, give him the best of health, O may Allah. Ya Allah, he taught us a lesson of love and muhabbat, O may Allah. Ya Allah, we lived with you, it was to love you, O may Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't know, O may Allah. We didn't know what it was to love you, to fall in love with you. I mean, khabar nahi thi. Ya Allah, we had no khabar. We didn't know what it is to love you. Ya Allah, they taught us a lesson of muhabbat for you. Ya Allah, accept the khidmat. Grant them afiti, had and salamat and qabooliyat. Accept our daru ulooms. Protect our daru ulooms, our makadib, our madaris. Whatever projects are going on for masajid and makadib and daru ulooms, Ya Allah, bring it to your completion and abid and izzat. Ya Allah, whatever needs we have, Ya Allah, accept it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for the ummah of khair and barakat, Ya Allah, bless us completely and fully with it. Whatever du'as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sought refuge from. And all those things, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, protect the ummah, O my Allah, protect us entire ummah till qiyamah. Ya Allah, accept our rukun du'as, give us the himmat and strength to make your ibadat. Ya Allah, these are blessed nights that are left in the month of Ramadan, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength, O my Allah, to make your ibadat, to take from your treasures. Ya Allah, open it for us, for the entire ummah till the day of qiyamah. Make our ijtima a great success, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it a great success, O my Allah. Make it a means of khair. Ya Allah, hidayat will spread. Ya Allah, once again, hijab, niqab will become alive in the world. Modesty, O my Allah. Yaqeen upon you. Ya love will spread in the world. Ya Allah, give hidayat to our government, O my Allah. Give hidayat to the governments of the world, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat to Ya Allah. Be our locals, Ya Allah. With this ever crown of the world, Ya Allah, let deen prevail in the world. Protect our brothers and sisters around the world. Protect our izzat and honor. Protect our properties. Protect our lives. Protect our wealth, O my Allah, our cars and our businesses and our homes and our masajid. In every aspect, protect us, O my Allah, till more than take us with afiyat. Ya Allah, save us from sudden death, O my Allah. Give us tawbate and nasuha before mawt, O my Allah. That we repent to you, we amend our ways before mawt, and we reach in a condition that you are happy with us, O Kareem Rahim Allah.
Ya Allah, all that are sitting here that have come, they raise their hands to you on this night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you know what is within their hearts, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the secrets of the heart, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the du'as, O Ya Allah. Accept the du'as, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill the needs, O Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the needs of their families, O Ya Allah. The fees of their parents and their wives and their children. Ya Allah, whatever hajat and taqazas they have, O Ya Allah. And whoever asks them to make du'as to them, whoever they may be, accept them. And O my Kareem Rahim Allah, all those of our brothers and sisters and at Haramain Sharifain that are making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, that are sitting in the Mataf, that are the Ruda, that are making du'as. Allah, give us the shade, the du'as of Allah. Give us the shade, the du'as of Allah. Accept the umrahs of Allah. Bring them back safely and take us all over and over again. Ya Allah, this is the only place we have of sukoon of Allah. And sitting by your friends, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in these avenues, Ya Allah, till our mawt, O Ya Allah, for all protection and hifazat. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'u al-alim. O Ya Allah, in this gathering, there are old people that have raised their hands. That there are old people that have raised their hands and have become white in deen Islam. Many of them have lost their spouses, O Ya Allah, they have broken hearts, O Ya Allah. Accept their du'as, excel. Not through this that can do well, accept our du'as. There are young children in the gathering, O May Allah. They have raised their hands. Even they are playing outside, O May Allah. And they have come tonight, O May Allah. Through the barakat of these children, O May Allah. Accept our du'as, O May Allah. Accept it, O May Allah. And take pity upon us and change the condition of our hearts, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. All of us that are sitting here, whoever asks us to make du'a for them, be it our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our nephews, our nieces, our neighbors, our friends, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, our students. Allah, accept all the du'as, accept their cries, even though they may be asleep right now, then to accept it, there's no shortage in your treasury. Allah, give us enjoyment in asking of you, enjoyment in salah, enjoyment in Quran, that you don't want to stop, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, more than all the enjoyment of the food that we have. Give us enjoyment in talking with you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Forgive us our shortcomings. Accept us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'adaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما سعادك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين آمين
Brothers, humbly requested, keeping the sanctity of the house of Allah, the masjid. We don't raise our voices. We don't get too relaxed. Probably something will be served in the back. We can have some refreshments to refresh in ourselves for ibadat, inshallah. We have refreshments to refresh in ourselves to get back to ibadat, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala is very kind. Few rakats we will read now. Short rakats, a little dua, some durood sharif, istighfar. And then we can take some rest. Knowing my own weakness, we go to sleep now. Most probably we won't wake up. Whatever little we can do now before we leave, inshallah, we do it now, then we can take a rest, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala, accept to make it easy, inshallah. Subhanallah.